Because this is an important thing that you just did. So, well okay. done.
Okay. All right.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, but they wouldn't allow it. Yeah, so.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's the point. That's the point. Because if they had have allowed it, they wouldn't have had anything to grumble about. Because in their world, their numbers would have balanced. And it would have broken not the FDIC. It would have broken their system, which already isn't functioning. But that this would just be the pot that called the kettle black. Yep.
Yes.
How much did you offer, Erlo?
It's just only $5,000.
$5,000. You donated $5,000. And they wouldn't accept
this is
that.
Great.
They wouldn't even accept $5,000.
Oh my!
You know, to tell you something, we said do $10 billion. Do $10 trillion because Obama said everything was in a pretty rough shape, and $5,000 did them in. Go figure.
Hello, you're going to be an immortal icon in Iondom.
Oh, big time.
A marvelous creator, Arlo, a marvelous creator coming into your power. You, what you have found is they don't know what to do with you. That's what they'll find. They don't know what to do with them. So they have to say, Arlo, sorry, it's not us. It's that damned FDIC. That's it. They make these rules. And you're going, now, wait a second, why does the insurance company have to do with me making a deposit in my account? What's that got to do with it? The money that I'm writing and the money comes in, the money goes out. It's about a 30-second transaction. What's the problem? How would that undo the FDIC?
So I want to know why didn't that process go through well?
Because you would have broke the bank for all of the Federal Reserve. The Board of Governors would have lost their jobs. Or Ben would have had, he'd have been on unemployment, and they haven't extended the unemployment benefits past those 22 weeks, and it'd just been terrible, terrible. All of the transfers wouldn't go through, all of the clearinghouse for all the looky boxes where people's making their orders in their little pea pods and paying for their apps and the money's in and the money's out. It'd undo it all. It'd shut the money maker down.
I think
they couldn't allow it.
I think it is a stage before that. Why, how does it screw up that particular bank? Explain that.
It wasn't that particular bank. It was not. It was the FDIC is what they said it screwed up.
Well, how can 5,000 screw that up? I'll do all that.
Pretty rough shape, Bob.
Okay, I don't think, like, Carol's puzzled, so I'm going
to... Yeah, Arlo, who did you make the check out to?
Myself.
right.
Because if they had accepted that $5,000, that $5,000 by their standards within the set up rules within the reserve would have made that 100-1. And then that 100-1 would have become 1,000-1. And that 1,000-1, oh wait, that's starting to sound like the TARP program, isn't it?
I'm not sure. How does it become 100-1? What's the rule?
That's how the reserve is. They only have to keep a certain percentage of your demand deposit on reserve, and the rest they loan out for vigorish, for increase on the money. That's how it works. They take your dollar and make it used to be $10. Well, now it's $100. Well, then the $100 has to be processed through the reserve. And the $100 at 1,000-1 becomes $1,000. Well, then that process goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on to the point to where at the end of the day, it turns into derivatives, and poor Sally Mae has $1 trillion to deal with for his $5,000 deposit.
So the FDIC cannot accept this first domino.
If they accept that, then they'd have to take $1 million, and then $10 million, $1 billion, $100 billion, and $1 trillion. Well, you're kind of like going, well, then why should we be worried about the national debt? You're over $12 trillion in debt. You're over $12 trillion in debt, and they won't receive deposits. Sound pretty like Greece to me.
Arlo, when you present this to the clerk, they probably went to the manager or somebody?
No, actually, yes.
They went to the manager?
Yep. And so that the manager even said that the money is already in the check. And so that, you know, she told me that I would need the FDIC number. And I asked her, how do I go and get that? But she wouldn't tell me.
Arlo, this is great.
Feel
proud of you, Arlo. Well done.
All right.
Yes, that's amazing. You want any perks, Arlo? We can give him a free reading with Ion.
Yes, yes.
Would you like one?
Sure.